All right, so I got a minute in between. Whew. So I'm fighting Mother Nature, fighting time. I'm fighting telephone service messing up on purpose. I know they're doing it on purpose. It went out last week, right when I needed it. When I needed the phone the most, with some refinance and stuff, the phone went out last week. What's that about? So I'm fighting the phone company. I'm fighting personality conflicts. I'm fighting these mechanics who tear your car up for who knows why. Fighting to get my own money that I saved up in a 401k, trying to get my own money out. I mean, what's that about? It's my money. You know, just the battles, just fighting to get enough sleep, fighting the internal, fighting myself in regards to not spending money flippantly as I'm driving. Because I used to just stop and grab me a drink or stop and grab something to eat, and then I just have to avoid that urge, you know, go back to the house and eat and then go do my thing. I'm fighting the motivation. I was going down the road going back to the house to get some food, and there was this car in front of me. It said, "Persist on, it had a bunch of bumper stickers, and one of them said persist, and the other one said NC. Persist, NC, persist. I don't know if that was a sign or not, but it was a motivation to keep persisting, you know. Woo! It could have multiple meanings. It could mean persist in the inner man, keep on going. It could mean persist in the state that you're in, just keep persisting, and eventually you'll have a breakthrough. You'll get ahead of the game. These government people, they don't care about you. They really don't. It's all about profit, money. The government's no different than a corporation. A corporation needs you. The government needs you. They want to live like high on the hog, kings and queens, while you're out here sweating and laboring, blood, sweat, and tears. I hadn't broke down into tears regarding the... I did what for souls, trying to get, God is trying to win souls, but not regarding all this junk. This is just junk. This is all, it's all Play-Doh land. It's Play-Doh. It's really just Play-Doh. And the only thing I can say is, if you're a man, you need to learn how to use a saw and a drill and cut some wood and build some stuff. If you're a woman, you need to find a... If you're a saved man, you need to learn how to make some stuff with your own hands. If you're a woman, you need to find you a saved man and submit to him, because it's getting rough. It's when you realize how much electrician costs, how much a plumber costs, how much a roofer costs, how many hours you're going to have to work just to make it, just to pay for a contractor. A lot of these new cars, you can't even change your own oil, because you got to get up under and change the plate out, take out the panel. So oil changes, tires, titles, taxes, dentists, doctors. I would have to tell every woman out there who's saved, you better find you a saved man, and you better submit, and don't destroy your house. Don't destroy your own house. That's your covering. And the men out there, don't marry no Jezebel. Try the spirits. Because old Jezebel, she just wants a baby daddy, and she wants somebody to take care of her. And she's thinking about your, if she can stay married to you for 10 years, she's going to get your Social Security. And then she's gone and find another one. Marry him for 10 years and get his Social Security. It's all, it's, I hate to tell you, the love of money is the root of all evil. So you have to try the spirits. You have to try the spirits. Nobody's perfect, don't get me wrong. You can't, you're not ever gonna find a perfect person to marry. But if you can see that their heart is right, that's the main thing. And if you're yoked up with the unsaved, Paul said not to divorce, but if the unbeliever depart, let them depart. Don't chase no unbeliever down and try to pull him back in. Waste of time. And if somebody's saved and leaves, that's questionable too. Why are they leaving? Don't make sense. If that ever happens to you, don't let them back 18 times because they're just playing games. Try to wear. They're not saved and they're trying to wear you out. You could have been spending those years investing in something good. What am I saying? Pray. Ask for wisdom. Ask for knowledge and mercy and grace and be thankful and get good at get good at that one thing, then get good at something else. And then once you get good at two things, get good at something else. And you always have a backup plan, because they send jobs to China and then they bring them back and they change everything. They change stuff all the time. Corporations do the same thing. New technologies, I mean. And be willing to take a job. Be willing to do any kind of job, even a menial job. Because the Bible says in all labor there's profit. Do whatever it takes, people, to make it. It don't matter if you're sweeping a floor. It don't matter what people think. You're making money, ain't you? You're making money.